Hey everybody, it's Anne Marie.
And I'm Amelia.
From the Dog Classroom. If you can notice that we have a new set.
We have a new home.
We have a new home. So we are now recording our episodes at the Rogers Building.
Yes, with Rogers TV.
With Rogers TV. So things may be a little different. It also gives us the opportunity to do a little more hands-on, a little more video for everybody. So we're hoping you guys will enjoy it. So we are starting season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with some, I don't want to say interesting topics. I think topics, again, that everybody wants to talk about.
Things we get asked about a lot, things that come up a lot that we might as well talk about them.
Yeah, and it's always, as soon as someone brings something up, we start making lists of things, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so let's jump right in.
Okay.
What we're going to talk about is the embarrassing things that our dogs do.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is, I guess we owners find them embarrassing, mm-hmm. but technically they're very natural.
They are.
For the dogs.
And whenever we get asked, like, why does my dog do that? There's not always, like, a great reason, right? Sometimes it's just that's what dogs
that's
do.
That's their dog, right? Okay, so what we're going to start off with is the absolute one. It's a little bit funny. Dogs first come into classes and they're sniffing each other's butts.
Yes, butt sniffing.
Yeah.
Dogs.
And then the owners are like, oh, don't do that. And then you're like, well, actually, that's a really good behavior.
I say it all the time in puppy play school because they come in and they're awkward and they don't have any skills, right? Because they're just little baby potatoes. And they come in and then they're going, oh, don't do that, don't do that. And I'm like, no, that's actually really polite. You want to encourage butt sniffing if your dog is going to greet another dog. Because coming face to face is confrontational.
Right. So the thing with, think about it as the dog having a silent dialogue.
Yeah, so having like a conversation.
A conversation through sniffing. So it's not like with us, we can go up to the person and say, you know, how old are you? Where are you from? You know.
Where have you been lately?
Yes, there. Where have you been lately? So the idea is they're learning all that through sniffing. I find sometimes, yes, we're talking about the bum sniffing and even, let's say, the genital area. Because they're learning, is the dog spayed or neutered, how old they are, because I feel like dogs, the smell of the dog changes with age.
And also based on how they're feeling, like if there's stress pheromones they're giving off,
right.
the other dogs are going to pick up on that, like things that we don't necessarily pick up on. We can read body language and dogs learn to read each other's body language.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think the initial go-to for most dogs is butt sniffing.
Yeah.
Just to get that information.
Because again, you mentioned the word pheromones, and I feel like lately I've been saying that a lot. But the thing is, with them, all those different pheromones are dictating age,
yes,
sex.
Exactly.
Neutered, not neutered, you know, because they're picking up on all
male
those things.
Male or female.
Male or female.
Which is something that, like, when they're marking, which we're also going to talk about, we're picking up those pheromones as well.
Yeah, they are
learning.
For sure. Yeah, and I really think people need to take a step back and realize how purposeful the pheromones are because, what is it, they have an extra third of their brain, the dogs do as far as smell, where ours is this big and theirs is sort of this big.
They have like 30,000 scent receptors or something.
Yeah.
So it's and they also have a special gland to take in scents of pheromones specifically and process them. So they do get a lot of information that way. When it becomes an issue for some people is when the dogs start to do it to them.
Yes, right. So you will see some dogs go up to people and, you know, gently sniff their bum or the crotch area. And again, it's a natural behavior. They're not trying to be embarrassing. Yes, maybe redirect them, especially if you don't quite know the person. But just remember, it's a natural thing and it's really good amongst dogs.
Yes. Okay. And there's other things we can teach for greeting people that don't involve that if that's not something you're comfortable with. But when it's puppies, I'm like, I wouldn't discourage that. I would not encourage face-to-face over a
right.
butt sniff.
So sniffing bums, genital areas. Sometimes once they get into, I joke a little bit, sniffing faces. You have the dogs with more of the beard, and I joke that, you know, they're smelling their breakfast.
Yeah.
That sort of thing in there. So we're just saying, supernatural, let your dogs do it. Okay, next slot, we always have to bring up poop.
We do. Not my favorite topic, but
when it comes,
we get asked about
it. Anytime you talk to owners, they are very good at telling you the dog's poop schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now we're talking about why do they eat the poop?
Yeah. I know for my dogs, I can say at least one of them, I think he enjoys it. He likes when it's frozen. He likes the winter. It's disgusting. We do have a leave it cue for not eating the poop that we find on our walks because it's not always just their own.
Right. So it's not necessarily dog poop we're talking about because, again, my guy's deer poo, rabbit poo.
Yeah.
More exciting when it's frozen. Nice yeah. little pellets. So if we were to talk about a dog eating their own poop, where would we go with that as far as advice?
Everybody asks me, is the dog deficient in something?
Right.
And first of all, I'm not a vet, so I don't answer that question. But also, the research that I've seen says probably not.
Right, exactly. It doesn't. I relate it to, and heard some information, is if the puppies have a really good mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I see.
Yeah, I see where I'm going with this. Had a really good mom, and she cleaned up all the time. They have seen her eat the poo because yeah. she's supposed to. And the other thing is if the breeder or guardian caretaker kept the box.
Right.
If the box wasn't kept quite clean and there was a lot of poop. Because you can imagine if you have a litter of 5, 6, 7 puppies, how much poo yeah. there is. So if it's not necessarily kept clean and mom does a lot of the cleaning, then they actually witness her doing it.
Yeah, and they want to keep their own space clean. Because yeah. I'll see that too, like if they're crate training a puppy and then they have an accident. They're like, why are they doing that? Well, you don't want to sleep in that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's about what they've been brought up with and whether they need to keep the area clean. So what can owners do? As far as I'm concerned, I had Mabel, and she was, I would say, one of my dogs that, you know, I tried everything, you know, put Tabasco sauce on it, put lemon juice on it, fed her the
supplement. Yeah.
yeah, the supplement you sprinkle on the food, supposed to make the poop taste worse. Best case scenario, get to it before your dog does.
Honestly, yes. And if you see them going toward it, you have taught, ideally, we have taught a leave it cue so
yes.
that they know to come away from it.
Yeah.
I know with some dogs, like with the Tabasco and all that stuff, they learn, okay, well, the old poo has stuff on it. Get the fresh stuff.
And
it,
yes.
it okay. makes it worse, in okay. my opinion.
Right.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
So
I actually never thought of that part. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of that with my dogs. It's just being straight, leave it. And, you know, yeah. if I'm not out there, that's on me. I got to keep the yard
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, exactly. And then accept it. The other thing is, you know, possibly knowing if your dog does have a good poop schedule, then get out there and clean it up. Because if they allow access, the other thing I'll tell people is if the dog's bored
mm-hmm.
outside in the backyard by themselves,
yeah.
they're going to find something to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, throwing around poopsicles, that sort of thing. So again, having different toys and again, it's a natural behavior. They're dogs.
Yes, they're dogs and it's gross and it's just, why did it happen? Like they like to do it sometimes. I don't know.
Yep. So there's our thoughts on,
let's go away from that.
Yeah.
Topic.
Now we're going to leave the eating of poop. Okay. Amelia and I were actually just talking about this before the camera started rolling.
Yes.
Scooting bums.
Yes. Because I was mentioning that my Chihuahua Nuggy was doing this recently and, there is a reason for this one sometimes.
Okay. Tell us the reason, Amelia.
Back to bums, I guess. because for, I think, smaller dogs, especially when their anal glands aren't working properly and
yeah.
they scoot to sort of itch or...
Yeah.
I know for Nuggy, like, she has a chicken sort of allergy intolerance and...
So that's putting another kicker in. So there could be
yeah.
the... Let's just... There could be the anal glands are full and not being properly expressed or
she could be itchy from her allergies, and that's a good way to scratch.
Yep.
The
funny thing is, don't we all say if the dog is going to do it and when they do it, it's like when you have company
of
in
course,
the middle
yeah.
right across the
it
floor.
Is embarrassing because it's silly looking. The other thing is possibly we have laughed at it and then the dog learns, hey, when
yep.
people are over, I'm not getting attention, what should I do? This usually works.
Yeah, and then they just
and then they just start
right
scooting
across.
So there's a number of reasons for it. It is embarrassing, but I also think it's something that is normal.
It's normal, but what I said to Amelia before is watch how many times Nuggie's doing it.
If it's repetitive, if it's constant, yes, I would say there's an issue because obviously she's doing it for discomfort.
Yes, whatever, and then she's going to have anal glands checked.
Yes.
Yes, we just had that discussion.
We did have that discussion, and we will do it.
Yeah, so, just note to self, that's how they have to itch. Some dogs can't quite reach back there effectively to itch, watching of the licking area. But just so you guys know, there may be a medical issue. So just sort of keep an eye on that. Amelia knows about a medical issue as well, because her dog Nuggie had impacted anal glands and then they sort of burst and caused, anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But just note to self, realize what the dog's doing. And like I said, keep an eye.
I think that also sort of brings us to another embarrassing thing, which is the licking behavior that you mentioned.
Okay.
A lot of people feel embarrassed when their dog licks themselves in front of the company. Yeah. So why might they do that?
I think in general, because if you have an itch or something bother you, you check it out. And that's actually how dogs, they groom themselves, right? I would say cats groom more.
Yeah.
Right? But some dogs will lick certain areas to clean themselves. They lick their private parts. And again, that is only natural. They're dogs. Like, they existed without humans. And again, we're not even going to talk about evolution today. But there was a point in time where these behaviors occurred or were part of their everyday, when they didn't necessarily have people bathing them periodically and that sort of thing. So the idea is they take care of themselves.
Yeah, and I think, like, for people who have dogs and cats, like, nobody really says anything when the cat's doing it. Like, you acknowledge that they clean
That's
themselves.
True.
Like, you're not
That's
bathing
true.
The cat.
Yeah.
And then we look at dogs and people go, oh, they're just being gross or whatever. But sometimes it is. It's just they're grooming themselves and, you know, that's just a natural behavior too. So I think that kind of goes with the scooting a little bit, because some people just get embarrassed about those sorts of things.
Yeah. But again, you know, we're trying to just educate you guys a little bit and just say, you know, it's a natural behavior. You have these animals living in your home and sometimes they do quirky things. You know, the other thing I can joke a little bit about, when my kids were young and you would take them out or have company, trust me, they do some quirky things too in front of company.
Human children. Yeah,
human children. So the thing is, it's sort of the same idea. So where we're going to go to next is, again, a little bit about hygiene. I joke.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah. With my five dogs, I have, is it three of them? Three of them like to roll in the thing.
Yes, yes. Okay.
The other two may eat it.
And so, mine likes to pee on it.
Okay. You know what? I'll take peeing over rolling. But the idea is rolling in different smells. Why do they do it?
I have a theory.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I think sometimes they think that's a good smell and they want to smell like it.
Yes.
Yep. I don't know why they think it's a good smell. It kind of goes back to they're not humans, right? They're dogs and they...
Well, of course, they're not going to like the fragrant shampoo. That's why we joke a little bit about they want to smell like a dog. Okay, keep going. I interrupted your theory.
That's okay. So when we do the, like, we have different reactions when they come up on the same smell. And I'm thinking of times where we've gone walking with our dogs and, you know, your two dogs have stopped and rolled in it. Mine has stopped and tried to eat it, and then the other one stops and tries to pee on it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of different reactions to the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't really read their minds. We can guess as to why they're doing it, but it's fun. They think it smells good. I think maybe for Nuggie, it's like a little bit, my theory is it's like a survival thing. I want to pee on the big animal smell, and then everyone will think that's me.
Right, but then it's also she's, you know, they say it's a bit like a calling card. She's leaving the last mark on it.
Yeah, after they've rolled in it.
Yeah, Yeah. But she's leaving the last mark, so then it's a little bit more, she may own that area, or she's, you know, yeah, marking her area where she's more comfortable with it. So let's talk about, though, go back to rolling in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my joke was with Mabel, my bull mastiff, mm-hmm, is the second you bathe her, she'd go out and roll in the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, again, I joke she wants to smell pretty. But the idea is, in the wild or out and about, like, if you want to sort of stay unrecognizable, right, and you just want to go through, then you don't want another animal or species or anything picking up on your fragrance. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you sort of want to, you want to sort of disappear into the environment. So the other, yeah, thing, I honestly feel they just like doing it.
Well, and that's what I think, like, every time we go somewhere with a beach, like when we go to your camp, when we go traveling, whatever, yeah, every single time Nuggie rolls in the sand. And, like, it gets in
what
her eyes.
What do you think
eyes,
about, like, a
everywhere.
Sand bath? Have you heard of those?
No.
No?
But she likes to just roll in the sand, and I'm like, is there dead bugs? Like, I don't know what it is.
Who does
But
a
I think
sand
she
bath?
Has fun.
I think guinea pigs.
Oh.
Guinea pigs do sand baths?
I don't know.
They
we'll
like
have to
roll,
Google that.
And it's, like, a itchy thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But she does, yeah, it anytime we're near sand. She just has to do it. But she's also, like, she will roll in, like, deer poop, or she'll roll, yeah, in, like, there must be a skunk smell in that one spot where we were,
yeah,
walking.
Yeah, and then
the
joke is the skunk poo.
Yeah.
Which my guy is, and it's nice and extra oily.
Mm-hmm, gets on, yeah, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of the reasons why Nuggie's wearing a jacket when we walk, yeah, is because I can just wash the jacket. It's easier. But I think, like, there's a number of reasons why they might do it. Is it embarrassing for some people? Yes.
Yep.
I know.
Frustrating,
yeah, because you're going out for a walk with your dog, you're trying to enjoy it, and then all your friends see your dog rolling skunk poo, and
well, then you have to walk with them the rest of the way.
Yeah. But I think, like, for us it's not a big deal because
I think it has to come to light. It has to do with lifestyle too.
And so on that same note, like, we were talking about marking scent and everything.
Okay.
Which is another thing that people do get embarrassed about.
Yeah.
Obviously, if your dog is marking inside of someone's home or inside the training space or whatever, like, yes, that's a little bit embarrassing. But when they're marking on their walks, when they're...
Okay, so why, let's go over, why are they doing it?
Well, they do it to leave their scent, right? Yeah. And so when they go somewhere, like, let's say you're on a walk on your street and your dog is walking along and they're peeing on a pole, somebody else has probably peed there first. They're, yeah, probably covering it up. They're having a conversation. We've also discussed that it's kind of like pee mail. Like, they're, yeah, that's their social media.
Right.
We're scrolling, they're sniffing, and then they're peeing. That's like their post on Instagram, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're sort of communicating to the other dogs in the area and maybe even each other if you have multiple dogs in one house. I know mine will sort of pee over one another's pee.
So are we saying, would you find males over females? Who's marking more?
I think males for sure. But that being said, I don't know if it's a learned behavior. I don't know if it's just who she is as a dog, but Nuggie marks just as much as Stark does.
Right. And I would say it can be a learned habit or something that they find enjoyable and they keep going. So the tricky thing is we can back up a little bit and talk about marking, especially like indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are nervous when we bring dogs over to friends' houses. Or say shopping,
yes,
right? We really encourage to go shopping and stuff that they may possibly mark. So remember is, go back to pheromones. We don't know what smells are there
because, yeah,
we're not picking up on them. If we have a dog that enjoys doing that or they're given the opportunity to really smell something, they're more likely to mark, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is if we have male dogs that have more hormones, therefore, yeah, left intact longer, they're more likely to mark on things multiple times, and that's a hormonal,
yeah,
hormone thing, depending upon whether they're neutered or not neutered. And I think it's an access thing, right?
Access.
If they're given access.
Yeah. Like given the opportunity,
yeah,
to do it.
So, you know, some people will walk and not give the dog access to pee on every little tree, where some people you watch them. So some people can walk around Boulevard in half an hour, others take an hour and a half.
That's us going for a walk.
Mm-hmm. but the thing for me is I'm all about exercise too, so there's a time to pee and not. But anyway, marking in general, just be aware if your dog does have a habit of doing it, just trying to keep them extra busy. Right. So they're not going and smelling, because usually the dogs will pick up on a smell, be distracted by it, and then yeah. mark.
And so coming back to like, what do we do about it when our dog rolls in something, when our dog marks something? I think it's just depending on the situation. Are you going to allow them access to do it? Number one.
Yeah.
So like rolling in something, if they're on leash, like you just don't let them do it, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't allow them to go over there and roll in the thing. If they're off leash, you can use your recall, you can use your leave it. Same thing with marking. Like if you're out in the bush, you might say, yeah, that's not a big deal. You go ahead and you mark on the tree. But if you're going to a store, if you're going to a class, if you're going to a friend's house, because it's not necessarily the same as potty training, right? There's
yeah.
other things involved.
Yeah.
So I know Nuggie's a small dog. She will sometimes, if I allow her free roam, she will pee in my friends' houses. So I make sure like they know about it. First of all, hey, let's block off any access to the basement. Like,
right.
you know, she goes outside when she gets to the house, regardless of whether she's gone
she left home.
Yeah. So she goes outside, yeah. and then once she goes in, she goes out again.
Right.
Right?
And yeah, we usually put her right outside to greet. Yeah.
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 Because, yeah, then we just avoid the marking behavior.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anything left. And then also, when you are inside, you're not just letting them roam around somebody's house. You're keeping them busy, like you said.
Yeah.
You're interacting with them just to sort of keep them from doing all the sniffing that would lead to the marking or the rolling or...
Right.
Whatever the embarrassing thing is.
Okay. One thing I'm literally going to throw in there, and we're going to try to polish this off in like 2 minutes, because I think we've built up a bit of a thing, is when dogs like to steal underwear and socks.
Also, yes, people say that's really embarrassing. You have
you company know, and they run out into the living room with your underwear. It's great.
Yeah.
Not.
I think there's like a theme here. All of these things that go on are smell related.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Pheromone related. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they smell great. You're distracted. They can have access to them. So we as people maybe need to learn to pick up a little more, have them off limits. Because again, if the only time they can sort of get it is when we're distracted for a few minutes when we have company, then they're going to go for it. So yeah, it's all about smells. And then, you know, some people will say, well, it's only mine and not my partner's. And again, it's their dogs.
Yeah.
They're attracted to different pheromones and different smells. It's embracing that. And then providing some management, possibly.
Yeah,
so,
managing the scenario so it doesn't happen in the first place.
So maybe getting a hamper that locks. My joke a little bit is I have a childproof lock on the garbage can because Alfie was learning to open the cupboard door and get in the garbage. So, you know, and there are things where we have to provide a little bit of management for safety because the other thing is we don't want them eating the underwear and the socks.
We don't want to block it.
Yeah, because there are some dogs out there that'll do that. And then that's again a whole nother webinar. We're starting a list here.
Yeah.
Talking about that. But just to summarize, I think Amelia had already basically mentioned that all these different behaviors have to do with smelling.
Yeah, and I think it's also a bit about us as dog owners trying not to be embarrassed by things that are natural for dogs.
Yes. Yes. Letting them be dogs, but with
sort of boundaries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it gross if your dog is, you know, rolling in something in the bush? Sure. But if you know your dog likes to do that and you bring some wipes with you, or you put a coat on them, or, well, you know, I have those shampoo wipes. Because it doesn't bother me. I'm not embarrassed by it. And so when she rolls in something, I'm just like, okay, well, that's what we're doing.
I guess for me, when you got three dogs covered in skunk poo and they all need a bath, it can sometimes be a bit much.
A little different than one chihuahua.
One chihuahua, I get it.
And same with, like, if, you know, she was scooting or she was licking or something, like, I do watch it because I know she has allergies. So I go, okay,
right.
Is it constant?
It's an indication.
It's an indication, yes.
Yeah.
Do I need to call the vet?
Yeah.
Again, doesn't cross my mind to go, oh, that's so embarrassing. Why would you do that? Because I'm like, should I be concerned or should I let it go?
Yeah.
So just trying to think about all those things. Yes, this embarrasses me. Why? And then what can I do about it to either prevent the behavior from happening in the future, or to
accepting that the dog's the dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or to, you know, address whatever the issue is so that it doesn't continue happening.
Yeah.
So I think overall, lots of things we find embarrassing that our dogs do.
But I would say it's a compromise. We're inviting these animals to move into our homes, and we can't expect to totally change them.
Yes.
We have to embrace it. And it's a compromise. I'm sure we do some things that annoy them.
We sure do.
Yeah, but I think they're a lot more easygoing.
They are.
Than we are.
They're more forgiving.
They're definitely more forgiving. So it's about, like, yeah, understanding. And that's why we wanted to do this session, is just explain to you why they do the things instead of just saying, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, understandable.
So.
So I think that's about it for our first new episode of our new show.
Right.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us online at thedogclassroom.com. You can find us on socials, Instagram at The Dog Classroom, Facebook at The Dog Classroom, TikTok at The Dog Classroom. Where else?
The only one I know is Spotify, apparently.
Spotify at The Dog Classroom. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.